Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. The Blind and Beyond Radio Show is here now. We thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for allowing us to come into your homes or in your cars, wherever you are. If you're driving, drive safely. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And if you want to call in today, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. It's 407-894-1680. And we have a great show for you today. And we start off with the show with a little catastrophe in the background because the Zoom is not working properly, so we're having a problem there. What else is new? That's what happens when you're working from home, I guess. Sometime soon we'll be coming back in the studio. Before we get started here, let me introduce you to the players. Lynn Golder, can you take the phone? This is my co-host, Lynn Golder, my beautiful wife. Here's Lynn.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the, what is today, June 27th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We hope to get us back on the Zoom in a minute. Thanks for joining us.
And also in her home, the beautiful, smart Sherry Braun. Sherry, co-host tonight? Yes, co-host. Are you there, Sherry?
Good evening, everyone. Hello. I'm very happy to be here. And, you know, as blind people and sighted people, when we run into difficulties, we just find another way around the problem. So
that's
I'm
right.
Glad to be here, and we're off to a good start. And thank you for asking me to help co-host.
Well, our pleasure. And in the studio, our producer and engineer, without him, we can't have a show, and that's Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris?
Man, you already know what time it is. I'm here. I'm going to wipe me down. Let's make it do what it do. How you doing this evening?
Well, we're working.
I hear a little some troubling in your your vocals. What's wrong with your vocal range?
Nothing much. Just I'll talk to you in 1 second about that, all that. First, I'm going to start off with the good news. A happy birthday, belated birthday to Brenda. Brenda, that's David's wife.
Birthday, Brenda.
Brenda, it's your birthday. Happy birthday going out to you, Brenda.
Hildebrand. David, Brenda, Hildebrand.
What?
And that was a good something nice. And then I hate to say I have to go to something not nice. We have one of our radio stations that we're on is WFTL, and that's down in South Florida from Melbourne to Miami. And unless you've been sleeping for the last 4 or 5 days, you know what's going on in South Florida and Miami. And I want to say, what else can I say? I mean, I would like to say a minute of silence. And I want to say, thank God I don't know anybody there, because it's hard for me to go with the show tonight. And I don't know anybody there. If I did, I'd even be more upset. If anybody's listening to this radio show right now, and if you know anybody there, I'd like to hear from you. I'm sure our listeners would like to hear from you. In case you do know anybody in a terrible apartment house, it's horrible. I was thinking, I told Lynn last night, we were discussing it, and I said, you know, you talk about life. Life is sometimes very cruel. You worry about COVID-19. Look at those people worry about COVID-19 in an apartment house. They worry about COVID-19. They run and get the shots. They're worrying about that. And here out of nowhere comes not COVID-19, this catastrophe out of nowhere. And that's why I always say, when your time is up, your time is up. It's a horrible thing to say, but what else can I say? But I would like to give a little silence to remember those people. And I'm hoping to God that in the next period of time, they find some people alive. It would be very nice. It would be a miracle. If anybody has anything to say, I would like to hear from you.
Hey, Mike.
The phone number to call in is 407 894-6090. What would you like, Chris?
Are you talking about the situation that happened in Surfside, Florida, near Miami?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, Surfside, okay, yes.
Okay, okay, I was looking. You said Melbourne.
No, I said WFTL is on Melbourne, and the radio station, you can hear them from Melbourne to Miami. So all the people from Melbourne to Miami, they might have friends in that apartment house because the radio station, the airwaves go real clear down in Miami and on A1A, down where it's at. And Sherry, do you have any shout-outs? Do you want to say anything, Sherry?
I just want to say that all the people are in my prayers, too, and I know I just heard on the news from a rescuer that they found people alive after the Haiti earthquakes after a week. So, you know, if you got people you know, God is a God of miracles, in my opinion, and things can happen, and we just keep praying, and it has been very, you know, very upsetting to me, too.
There's still 150 people missing.
Yeah, the last report that I saw, it was 159 people still missing, and at the minimum...
No, that's now 150. So
it, it has dropped.
Yeah,
nine more people are dead.
Okay.
Yeah. 150 people.
You know, just definitely want to keep each and every last one of those individuals in your prayers. Also praying for the police officer in the Daytona Beach area who was shot. Last week as well, just praying that, you know, his survival continues and he continue to fight. Keep pushing for everybody, definitely in the Surfside area. You know, faith. If you got faith, this is the best time to use it now.
That's true. So if you know anybody that's in that place, please call in. Love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. I thank God right now. Like I told Lynn, I'm glad I can't see. I'm glad I'm blind right now because I would not like to see. I hear enough from my ears, but I would not like to see it. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. Be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. Right now, Lynn, you there?
I've always been here.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I was here in spirit. Now I'm here in reality, right here in front of the microphone. Anyway, we'd like to welcome our very first guest tonight. We'd like to welcome back Kim Biederman, and Kim is calling in on behalf of Upgrade, and that's UPGRAID, for those of you who don't know. And Kim's going to tell us all about controlled glucose. Right, Kim? Welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be back. And hi, Michael, Lynn, Chris, Sherry, and all the listeners. I was listening to the first part, and I just want to send my condolences regarding the tragedy in that apartment house collapse. Oh, my God. I could not believe. I guess I hadn't been following it as much. I'm in New York, but it is terrible. I feel so bad, and my condolences again for those who are impacted by that. So just wanted to say that. From a happier, healthier perspective, thank you for allowing me to be on again and talking about Upgrade and our products. So again, I'm Kim Biederman. I'm the Chief Science Officer at Upgrade, and Upgrade is a new health and wellness company, and we're dedicated to create plant-based products that work holistically to improve health. With clinical data that's robust enough to convince doctors and healthcare professionals to recommend these products to their patients. So as very brief background, I have a PhD in pathology, and I've spent my 30-plus year career leading clinical and new product development teams at Procter & Gamble, Pfizer, GSK Healthcare, and most recently at the Nature's Bounty Company. So especially Sherry, last time we talked in late March, we talked about two marketed products. The first that my co-founders talked about was the Upgrade Perform Daily Inflammation, which is a combination of a highly absorbable turmeric and ashwagandha extract, clinically shown to reduce chronic inflammation and provide joint support, so reducing aches and pains, improving stiffness, and also improving mental performance as well with increased focus and energy. So all these claims have backed by over 12 clinical studies. But tonight, I'd like to share my personal experience about the second product that we are marketing, and it's called Control Glucose. And the last time we talked about how excess sugar in the diet can lead to high blood sugar levels, which short-term can lead to mood and energy swings, that blah feeling after you eat a big pizza, for instance, and also lead to unwanted weight gain. Long-term, too much blood sugar then can lead to very serious diseases, including diabetes and heart disease. So this product, Control Glucose, contains an interesting extract. It's somewhat new. It's from a woody shrub called Salacia, which has been clinically shown to block excess sugar from entering the bloodstream, and it does so immediately after a single use. Now, the product also contains chromium, which also over time helps improve insulin sensitivity. So it can balance your sugar highs and lows, help you feel fuller longer, so you can resist the urge to snack and stay on your diet. Long term, it's been shown to lower A1C levels, which is a risk factor for diabetes. So we're in discussions now with several hospitals and physicians who are very interested in recommending this natural product to the patients. These two products are available, though, right now on our website. So I thought it was really interesting, we talked last time on how can you tell that a supplement is really working. And this is what Upgrade wants to achieve, to be able to use digital solutions to actually demonstrate that the product is actually working in your body. So with Control Glucose, I conducted tests in people, since I've talked to you, including tests in myself, using a continuous glucose monitor to confirm it's actually lowering blood sugar levels and doing what we are claiming it does. So I don't know if your listeners are familiar with a continuous glucose monitor. I presume not.
I'm a diabetic, and I'm still the one that's pricking my fingers. So what else is there as far as the glucose monitor besides pricking your fingers?
So usually you have to prick your finger in order to get the blood to be able to measure the blood glucose. So this is a device that's actually like a patch that you attach to your skin, and it stays on your skin for like up to 2 weeks. And it has a slender tube that will continuous that goes just below, a couple of layers of your skin cells. And then it continuously can measure the glucose levels in that space. So then what you do, you download an app on your phone, and then you can swipe that app on the patch, and that will download like 8 hours of continuous glucose measurements that then you can, observe on your app. So it will do it every 15 minutes. So you get readings every 15 minutes. So Michael, instead of having to prick your finger every 15 minutes or 8 hours, it will do this automatically.
Okay, let me ask this question, Kim. I'm a diabetic. I've been a diabetic for, at least 10, 12 years.
Yeah, more than 10 years.
And since I've been sick, most of my audience knows that I've been sick. My numbers have dropped drastically since I've been sick. But here's my first question to you. I'm sure a lot of people always think of this. What is the side effect of taking
controlled glucose
from Upgrade? So if I order your pills, your vitamins, whatever it is, you can tell the audience, what is the side effect? Is there any side effects to it?
There are no known side effects with this. However, Michael, you bring up a good point because you're on diabetic medications, I presume.
Yes.
So I would highly advise not taking this product until you talk to your doctor.
Oh, okay.
Because the product does work. And it actually, in scientific terms, it utilizes very similar targets as anti-diabetic drugs, quite frankly. But because of that, you want to make sure that your doctor is aware of it before you use the product. And your doctor then can advise whether this product is right for you. So this product is not right now for type 2 or type 1 diabetics. It is for people who have seemingly normal sugar levels, but who want to manage it, you know, or are worried about getting pre-diabetes.
Right. Michael, why don't you throw out the number in case somebody...
If anybody would like to call and ask any questions of Kim, now's the time to do it. The phone lines are wide open. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. So you're saying it's for people that are borderline.
Yeah, normal diabetics. Borderline that really want to control their sugar. And paired with a diet, it helps people lose weight and stay on their diet. So it's a great, you know, it is a supplement.
Oh, it helps you. Oh, I didn't know that. It helps you if you're not diabetic, but it also helps your diet. Is that what you're saying? You can lose some weight. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. It helps you stay on your diet. So let me just, this continuous glucose monitor, I really highly recommend, you know, independent of our product, I really highly recommend, especially older people, people above age 60 especially, and unfortunately I'm in that group, to start to be aware of what their blood sugar levels is, so talk to your doctor. And I have found that using this continuous glucose monitor was really helpful just in understanding my diet, what works for me and what doesn't. So independent of the product. Okay.
Kim, I have a quick question. This is Sherry, or a comment.
Yeah.
My doctor will not prescribe a continuous glucose monitor or a glucose monitor for me because I'm what they call pre-diabetic. And he says you have to wait till you have it to get the prescription. Are they purchasable? Are they real expensive?
Yes, they are. I'm surprised your doctor said that. I think having pre-diabetes, you can prevent going to diabetes
exactly.
by modifying your diet, modifying your exercise, and you know, things like that. So I would suggest you could go independently to a couple of online websites that are selling this service. One website, and I have nothing to do with this website, but I did buy it, and it was fantastic experience. It's the website is called Nutrisense.com.
Okay.
They're going to be overwhelmed. But they will give you the prescription. They have physicians on staff. You have to fill out a questionnaire, I believe, and you know, they will then if it's right for you. And I'm not diabetic either, and I was able to get one.
Wow,
you're able to get one now, and it also comes with a advice of a dietitian. And so I really highly recommend them, even though I have nothing to do with them. Nutrisense.com.
You were able to get that. Is yours? Because some brands are accessible to blind people on their phones and some are not. So
And that's what I don't know. Unfortunately, you might have to call them and see. But they are using the Abbott Freestyle Libre, I believe it is.
I think that does work from what I heard. But if anybody knows if that works, if you could give us a call and let us know, that would be
This is Michael.
Great.
I just got yelled at from my wife here. She yelled at me by saying, I made a mistake when I spoke, I said a vitamin. My wife said it's not a vitamin, it's a supplement.
Yeah.
So I apologize to my audience. I should have said supplement.
Yes, it's a supplement. More, it's a nutraceutical.
Kim, before we say goodnight, why don't you give everybody the regimen? How do they order it? And how do they do it with food, without food? Tell them where the website is and the discounts that they get.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to say that I actually did try it. I ate some oatmeal with the continuous glucose monitor. And then the next day I took the product and I could see my peak blood glucose levels were lower and my glucose came back to normal faster.
Wow, the first day, that's amazing.
It works for me. I can say with confidence that I can actually measure it. So I definitely recommend this to anyone who wants to proactively manage your, you know, sugar levels. Thanks for listening. So the site that you can buy it is, our products are available at upgrade.com. That's, again, UPGRAID.com. And we're offering a discount to your listeners. It's in the discount. Be sure to put in Radio 20.
Okay.
How often do you take it? Does it come with, are there instructions on your website in case we get the bottle, you know, we can't read the instructions for some reason because we can't see
them? That's a very good point. I believe there is, but just in case you take one tablet once a day with your biggest meal.
Okay.
Easy enough.
And I think it is on our website as well.
One tablet once a day with your biggest meal. Got it.
Yeah, yes.
And does the other one work that way, too? Is that a once a day?
That one is a twice a day, and okay, any time during the day that you would want to take it.
Okay.
So, but it is listed on our website as well, if you have problems reading the label.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you much, Kim.
Well, thank you, Kim. I'm really excited about this.
Me.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you stay safe. We'll talk to you again next month, hopefully.
Okay, you too.
All right, take care, Kim.
You know what? That sounds really great. I know people are trying to take all kinds of things to lose weight, and yet she said that's a way to
lower their blood sugar and lose weight at the same time.
The other way to do it is like me. I'm losing weight. My sugar is fabulous, and that's, you don't eat. Now, if you don't eat, I can say right now you're going to lose a lot of weight, and you're sure, if you're diabetic like me, your numbers will be great.
But you know,
but it's not any fun.
Here's the hard part. After all of these years of me putting food in my mouth, it's just hard not to eat.
That's so right.
How can you not eat, Mike? Help me to understand. Like, it's so many cows out there that you just taking, you missing out on. It's so many. It's a shortage on wings, so you might be all right without the chicken.
I don't have the same appetite that I did before.
Okay.
All right. Chris, we go to break now, Chris? And then we'll come back and talk to our next guest.
Right. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionserve.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics,
Clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Back. Oh yeah, we're back. This is your host Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't touch that dial now. If you are listening to the show and say, what is this all about? Well, what's this about? It's about, we say, we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you're listening in your car, keep on listening. I think you'll enjoy the show. We're here to educate you. We're here to inform you. We're here to entertain you. And if you maybe you're looking for a job, maybe we can help you there too. So keep on listening. Right now, Lynn, you are up.
Okie dokie. Well, I'd like to introduce our next guest. And we actually met this young lady, I think, last month. So we're welcoming back Pris Rogers, and Pris is from the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center. Welcome back, Pris.
Welcome back, Pris.
Great to be here. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
And you're calling in from Tennessee.
Correct. Yes.
And meet Sherry. Sherry Brun is our guest co-host tonight.
Hi, Pris.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Same here.
So tell us about the Connect Center at the American Printing House for those who don't know anything about it.
I will love to do that because
okay.
I think the Connect Center is one of the best things because the idea behind it is to help people who don't know how to find help on living with vision loss, help them find the resources and services that they need to get connected. And so we have a number of ways through the Connect Center to help people get connected to help. We have an information and referral line that's available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern. And we have a couple of people who work that line and do a great job of connecting people and helping them, you know, work through things. Sometimes it's not just a question of handing somebody a phone number, telling somebody a phone number and telling them to call that number. Sometimes they need a little bit more assistance. So we try to do what we can to help people get connected. There's also an email for the Connect Center, so people can email our Connect Center as well to find out information. So that's one part of what the Connect Center does. Then we also have three main websites that come under the Connect Center. One is VisionAware, for which I happen to be a co-lead on that, and that website was set up to help people new to vision loss find out about all kinds of things about living with vision loss. And it's pretty holistic in terms of the types of information that we provide on that site, from how to do daily living skills to how to modify your home to emotional support and how to find a support group and what support groups do, to even stuff about employment. So we have a lot of different types of information. We also have a couple of blogs on VisionAware. One is done by what we call our peer advisor group, And that's a group of individuals who, all of whom are visually impaired, and are professionals in one field or another, whether they're vision rehabilitation therapists or orientation mobility or even nurses or physical therapists, a whole bunch of different professions, but they write and about different aspects of living with vision loss and how one can cope. So that's a real quick idea of what's on Vision Aware.
All right, so here's my first question. This is Michael.
For people all over the country.
This is my question. Here's my question, okay?
I'm ready.
It's a simple question because I know my audience. If you are visually impaired or blind, why would they call APH?
Because a lot of people who are blind or visually impaired don't know how to find services to help them live with vision loss. In fact, the statistics show that only about 5% of people who are new to vision loss are connected to services. So that's a very pitiful percentage. And we want to make sure we bridge that gap for people to help them find what they need. Because a lot of times doctors don't tell people about services because they may not know about them themselves and so on. So that's why we're there, is to help people.
Well,
find what they
here's
need.
My question.
Uh-huh.
Go back to the same thing. We have people who like to listen to the show. Uh-huh. But for them to pick up the phone and dial a number, that's another situation. Why would they pick up the phone and make a dial, a call? That's my first question. Why? Why should they do that? Because they don't. If you were visually impaired or blind and you're sitting there, why would they pick up the phone and call? I understand what you're saying. Most people, this is the thing that I've learned. I'm doing this show now 6 years.
Uh-huh.
That they say there's 12 to 14 million people in this country that are visually impaired and blind. That's what they were told to me. Now, we say that there's close to a million people listening to our radio show, about a million people listen to our radio show every week. Now, if that's all true, to me, that's still terrible.
That's what she's saying. She's saying
because that's not even 10%. I mean, sighted people listen to this radio show. They say it's about 30% of our audience is sighted. That means of 70% of that, we don't even have 6% of the blind folks or visually impaired folks listen to this show. Not even 6%. And we're the only national commercial talk show for the visually impaired and blind in this country and in Canada. So the point is, we have people calling in from Canada. We have people calling in the United States. But most people don't pick up the phone and call. They just listen. How do we get these people to call you to find out anything? That's my question.
I need to interrupt for a minute. Olaya, are you there? I think Olaya might be on the...
That is my question.
She has to...
Sherry Brown, could you answer that question? Since you are blind your whole life?
Well, I've been blind my whole life, but I want to say that I love APH, and I was introduced to APH when I was 7 years old, and got my first talking book machine.
Wow.
And I heard that familiar recorded at the American Printing House for the Blind. And so most of my reading has been done through professionals, that most of my listening has been done through professionals at American Printing House. And I bought recorders from you guys and all kinds of services. I just think I would call if I were newly blind, because I'd want to get out of the depression and I'd want to find out, what can I do to make my life better? What can I do to be able to accomplish more and get back to sort of a state of where I was before I lost my vision?
Are there any jobs that I can do from home?
Sure.
Oh, no, now that you're talking. People like to do jobs from home. Okay, let's talk about that. At least get those people interested.
Michael, before you go into that, let me just say, we have Sharon Huey on the phone, and she is an INR specialist with APH, and so she takes those calls every single day. So she can tell you, and I know a lot of them, Sherry, are the same kind of calls you just mentioned, but she can tell you a lot more about what she gets every day from people throughout.
Let's have her on.
Am I unmuted?
You're there.
Okay, great.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, yeah, this is Sharon. We do get calls every day of all types, from what's the phone number of this library to I'm having trouble seeing, what can I do, to I'm falling off curbs, to how do I eat without making a mess, to where's the rehab agency that I should go to are there any support groups? We get all kinds of questions.
Yeah, but my only question to you is this. How do we get people to pick up the phone and dial APH? How do we get them?
I think we just keep talking about it like you're doing right now.
Because to me, it's a very upsetting thing.
And I think we should stress that you don't have to be in Kentucky, right, Sherry?
You're in Florida. That's exactly right. I'm in Florida.
Right. Yeah. So you can call from anywhere.
I've gotten calls from India. I've gotten calls from all over the United States and Canada. I think I got another call from another country. We get emails from everywhere.
We have a lot of people listening in Canada.
Yeah. So,
I mean, we're talking about, I don't even know, we were supposed to tell people about giving away some shirts. I don't know if anybody called APH and got some shirts from you people.
No one's mentioned it that I know of.
This is what I'm saying. So the point makes me upset because if I want to be ridiculous and say this way, they say we have a million people. Well, let's put it this way. Whether we have a million, whether we have 500,000, whether we have 100,000, I know we got more than 10 people. So how come we don't get 5-6 people call up APH? A point I'm saying, you want to get ridiculous? I know we have more than 5 people in the whole country listening to this radio show. So how come these 5 people don't call? So this, if you want to say, well, if you have a million people, why don't they call? Well, forget a million.
Forget
500,000. Let's say 10 people. Saying, how come you can't get 10 people to call in?
Let's be more positive here and start out with the phone number. How do we call you guys?
The number is 800-232-5463.
And that's for Vision.
800, that's for APH Connect Center.
Say it one more time so I can write it down.
800-232-5463.
I'm going to put it in my, I have a National Federation of the Blind of Central Florida newsletter. I'll send that to you, Lynn, because it's really good. And
writing for NFB?
Yeah, I'm still in NFB.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to put that number in our newsletter so it'll go out to our people, and we're trying to get a more distribution. I'll also send it to the NFB of Florida, and so they can hear about it and the FCB, Florida Council for the Blind, of the Blind. I'll send your number out, so maybe you will get some calls.
And we just had a great webinar on diabetes last week where someone demonstrated a talking glucometer, and we talked about meters, and I think it's a Dexcom.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the ones she was talking about. Kim was talking about earlier, the Dexcom.
Right. Yep.
Are those webinars available?
They are all on the YouTube playlist. And all you have to do is click on that YouTube playlist, and there's over 30.
Is there a
webinars.
Connection to the YouTube playlist from your site, or do you just go to YouTube and?
Yeah, there is. I can't tell you anyone that wants it can call, and we can get it to them.
And you
let's go. Pardon me, ladies. Okay. Let's go over something that's important to me. Let's go back on two points that people are calling. First, we have jobs, and some of these jobs they can do it from home. Am I saying this correctly or not?
We are not doing job placement. So at this point, the Career Connect has information about transition into the job, into the workforce for students that are 14 and up, and also has quite a few articles and blogs on just employment in general.
So there's APH Connect and Career Connect, correct? Is Career Connect,
is part of the Career
part of APA.
The Connect Center.
There. Same phone number? Same phone number?
All of it's the same.
Same,
phone
number.
So there's Family Connect for parents of blind children. There's Career Connect for people looking for jobs, so we don't job place. There is Vision Aware for people losing vision. And each of those have webinars.
All right.
Right. Wish we had known about that, Michael.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true.
And on the Connect Center website, there's a link to the webinars, too.
Okay.
phconnectcenter.org. It's all listed on there. So,
well, Chris, maybe, do you have our email, Chris? You could send me when the webinars are going.
Let's go back with the phone. Let's go with the APH's phone number again.
800-232-5463.
Let's go again with the phone number, please.
800-232-5463.
5463.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. I just put the APH Connect Center website into the chat.
Okay.
All right, and I can type the number in there in just a second. What is it again, Sharon? I don't have it up.
800-232-5463.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome.
And I hope some people can call you.
Yes, we want them to. That's the whole idea. We want to try to help people as much as we can. So
thank you, Chris.
That's
thank
awesome.
You, Sharon.
Yeah.
Thank okay. you, Chris. And thank you, Sharon.
You're okay. Welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank everybody. You so much for coming on. Appreciate
okay.
it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, listen to this one. If you're listening to this show, we're going to spin the wheel in the next 2 minutes. Anybody that calls up, yeah. All you have to do, listen to this, to call in. All I want you to do is tell me the last two folks that called that were on this radio show, name of their companies that they just called in. The young lady just was on the radio just a minute ago. What was the name of her organization that she was telling you to call in for? What was the name of that? And the other one before her name is Kim. What organization was she with? That's it. Very simple. The two people that were just on the radio show live talking about their organizations, what were they? Call in right now, and we can spin the wheel for you. That's it.
While we're waiting, Sherry, did
you want to? The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Sherry, do you think we have time? You wanted to tell us a little bit about how
sure.
we sell our day?
Sure.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Today is the anniversary of Helen Keller's birth. She was born June, I hope I have this right, 1st, 1880. I know it was June 1880. Helen Keller.
June 27th.
June 27th. She died on June 1st. Yeah.
Yes.
She was born on June 27th. That's why today's Helen Keller Day. And if I was thinking I would. So please forgive me for my senility.
No, that's fine.
June 27th, 1880. So it's the anniversary of her birth. Yeah, that makes lots of sense. And Helen Keller at 19 months got an illness, which today is not really known what it was. Some people say scarlet fever, some say rubella, whatever. But she was left deaf and blind from the illness. And for the first 7 years of her life, she existed by using signs. She got some signs for things, and their cook learned to understand a lot of her signs, so they knew what she was trying to communicate. But her mother saw an article about Laura Bridgman, who was the first deafblind person that we're aware of who was taught and educated at the Perkins Institute for the Blind. And so she wanted to find out more, so she got a hold of them, and they sent Helen to a doctor, and he recommended the Perkins Institute and that she go talk. They talked to them. So her father got with Perkins Institute, and they sent a young teacher, Ann Sullivan, who was also legally blind, and they sent her to teach Helen. So Ann Sullivan arrived with very little. She was very poor. And she became Helen's partner for the next, I think they said 50 years, a long, long time. And she taught Helen how to understand words. And that she taught her with what's called finger spelling, which is you make different finger combinations in the palm of a deaf, blind person. And she was trying to teach her words, and Helen knew something was going on, but she was very frustrated because she couldn't figure it out. And then one day she was working with her, and she took her to the well. She started pumping water. One hand, she felt the cool water running on her hand. The other hand, Annie was spelling water, water, water. And somehow it made a connection in her brain. And she said that was the day her soul woke up, and she figured out all those funny things that she was doing in her hand were words, and that everything had a word. So she said she then exhausted her teacher asking her words for things. Show me, show me, show me.
So she started to learn. And this learning paid off because she was the first deafblind person to graduate with a Bachelor of Arts degree from Harvard. She attended several other schools, starting with the Perkins Institute. She became a prolific writer and an advocate for the disabled. She worked for the American Foundation for the Blind for most of her life, which is another organization. And she went all over the world. And she taught herself to speak again. If you can hear her voice, it's very guttural and rather hard to understand, but she could speak. She also learned to read, not read lips, but touch the person's lips and throat and figure out what they were saying. So even if you couldn't finger spell, she could still talk to you. She was a political advocate. She was an advocate for the woman's right to vote. She did amazing things throughout her life. And she was an amazing person, but it was Annie Sullivan who unlocked the door and who turned the key that got Helen learning. And that's my...
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
I never realized that Annie Sullivan was legally blind.
Yes.
Never knew that.
We're going to go to break.
That was wonderful.
Don't go away. We have a lot more. Top of the hour. Come back with our first trivia of the night. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, Mike, before we go, we do have our good friend, one of the dynamic duo on the phone line, who's trying to get in to spin the wheel. So I'm going to tell her to hold on and just hold tight, and we could probably catch you at the top of the hour, possibly.
Okay.
All right. So let's get ready to do what we do. Mike, make that announcement one more time. Where are we going?
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.